The International Day of Cooperative is about how we can bring together the power that we have around the world in order to support the SDGs of the United Nations. So today we will be launching a platform, an ICA platform, regarding co-op 2030, where all the members that we have around the world, and we've got over 3 million cooperatives around the world, will be able to put their pledges in terms of concrete actions that we do as cooperative in terms of supporting the SDGs. So it could be about food security, it could be about financial inclusion, it could be about education, it could be about women empowerment, it could be about poverty, it could be about climate change. So what we want to do is to make sure to encourage cooperatives all over the world in more than 100 countries to really support by a pledge the SDGs of the United Nations. It's a very important day, a very important launch.
Would you say that it's a movement that's been growing over the years?
Yes. The cooperative movement around the world essentially represents 1 billion people, over 3 million businesses. Roughly in terms of revenues, it's over $3 trillion US dollar, and it's more than 200 million decent jobs. So it's a very important movement in more than 100 countries, composed of a lot of diverse organizations, small, medium-sized, or very large cooperatives. So we are active in all sectors of the activity of the economy. It is in farming, agri-food, financial services, insurance, energy, consumer goods, and emerging new sectors. And we are really an organization that brings people and businesses together. Cooperatives are having very strong principles around self-help, democracy, about solidarity, about equity. And it's an approach where we want to empower people to take care of themselves and contribute to the sustainable development of society.
What are some of the challenges that cooperatives encounter?
Well, there are some challenges in some countries because we still need to do some work, and this will be one of my messages today at the United Nations, where we believe that the legal framework to support the development of cooperatives has to be improved. So there are still some work in terms of regulations, in terms of, as I said, legal framework, to make sure that there is a level playing field to support and flourish the development of cooperatives around the world. So we have some countries where the environment is very favorable. One example of that is Canada, but there are other examples in the world, and we would like to encourage, of course, governments and regulators to really make sure that cooperatives can flourish, because it brings a lot of diversity into the economy. It brings a solution to balance the inequality that we are facing right now around the world, and we believe it's a very strong model to bring some plurality and some diversity into society and the economy. It's a model for people.
A lot of cities like New York City, we see cooperatives developing, and yes, we see young people being, yes, involved. Is it more a youth movement than anything else?
I would say it's a combination of all-age movement, but I would encourage very much the young people to get engaged. It's a fantastic model where you can have your voice heard, and it's a fantastic model to get involved and engage.